Hey, what's up? I'm Alexa Casper, and this is Heezy Life, where we invest in your success and decide to be awesome. Today is going to be a great day. Yay! It's October 2nd, 2017, and this is episode 15 of Heezy Life, titled How to Stay Focused. Who out there struggles with focus? If you could see me right now, my hand is way up in the air, and I hope yours is too. We all struggle with this. We live our lives in this multitasking overload, running from one thing to the next. So for the next few minutes, I want to give you one strategy to help you be more focused today. Let's start off with a power Motivational Monday quote. The quote is, "Lions do not lose sleep over the opinions of sheep." All right, so we're going to run with this lion-sheep metaphor for the rest of today, so get ready. I want you to imagine that you are the lion or lioness of your jungle. You are the king or the queen of your office or your house or your career or whatever. You make things happen. You bring home food for your family. You lead your pack. And I think we can all agree that as the mighty lion, you don't give a crap about what a measly little sheep thinks, right? Yeah, of course. So I want you to picture this. Think about you as the mighty lion running around and ending up getting lost and stuck with a herd of sheep. But instead of trying to find a different way or getting back home, you just stay with the sheep and went wherever they went. Wouldn't that be silly? Yeah, because you're a mighty lion. But how often does this happen in real life? Doesn't it feel like sometimes we get stuck in the herd of just running around and being guided by no one in particular? We're just running around because other sheep are running around us. It's kind of crazy. But we lack focus. The distractions are overwhelming, and it's so easy to get sucked in. We lack focus because we can watch Netflix or make Spotify playlists or watch YouTube videos about hand-making ramen or surfing around on Instagram. I know it might sound a bit existential, but have you ever asked yourself, why do you do the things that you do? Look at your to-do list for today. Besides survival, why are you doing what you're doing on that list? I feel like so much of what we are doing is just like out of responsibility or requirement or feeling like we have to do something. It's just all these little sheep like in our herd pushing us from one thing to the next, and we're just, sometimes we don't even know why. Earlier this morning, I was totally struggling with this, y'all. I woke up in a sweat thinking about all of the things I had to do and all of the people that I had to please. I really started freaking out. I felt like this wave of anxiety was just like crashing over me, and it just sucked because it's so hard to prioritize and to focus on things that we actually want to do when we have to consider and think about so many different things, right? It's like, how much time will this take? Will I be good enough? Will I have the resources? And will I have enough spinach to make my green smoothie? Just kidding. But I am really worried about that. But for real, I mean, the question we're not asking is, do I want to be doing this? Do you really want to be doing what you're doing right now? It's hard to focus on your purpose when there are bills to pay and mouths to feed. And it's hard to ask that question when you're being bombarded with all of these different like sheep and opinions and things being thrown at you. Like, I get it. It's tough. So here's your strategy for staying focused. Get out of the herd. Get away from all those like pesky little like things at you, because you don't belong there. We spend so much of our time wondering if we compare or if we're doing life correctly that we lose sight of ourselves. We lose sight of what life is about. Man, you guys, life is so short. We don't want to be 80 years old thinking about all of the times we worked and we sacrificed. I mean, that's what makes grumpy old people, right? We don't want to be like that. We want to talk about the awesomeness we sought after. We want to talk about how we were lions and pioneers, adventurers and creators, not mindless, distracted sheep doing the best they can. Like, no one wants to live their life like that. I know that we are living in hard times. It's numbing sometimes just to even try to make progress. But we cannot give up. We cannot give in to this mindless distraction. You know why? Because you matter. That's why. Because God has a purpose for your life, and you are loved exactly the way that you are. Isn't that cool? You are worthy of great things, and you are worthy of breaking free of the flock to do something amazing. Stay focused. Focus on your awesome life and not what everyone else expects you to be. Keep your eye on the prize because you are a lion and it's time to hear that roar. Thank you so much for listening this week. If you're enjoying the podcast, please go on iTunes and rate and subscribe. It really helps me share this podcast with other people, which is awesome. Yay! I am so proud of you guys. Keep being awesome. Have a great week and keep it easy, my friends.